The Turner Valley and Black Diamond Councils will decide next week if the towns will amalgamate. The Joint Friendship Agreement Committee, JFAC, made up of the two town councils, met August 25 to discuss a 443-page report. The report outlines everything from the town's new name, Diamond Valley, when the new council will be elected, service levels and employee retention. Following 2.5 hours of discussion, the committee agreed to send the decision to the individual councils to make a final decision on sending a formal request to the province to amalgamate. Turner Valley Mayor Barry Crane made the motion to take the final step in approving the amalgamation by sending it to the individual councils. We got 400 and some odd pages of a pretty good report here that lays out a future that looks good, Crane said. It looks feasible. It looks inevitable. It's a good report and I have no problem endorsing it. Several other councillors also expressed a desire to move forward with amalgamation. This is the best way forward, Turner Valley Coun. Lana Hamilton said. Black Diamond Councillor Sharon Hart said she is in favor of moving amalgamation forward. I believe in this process, Hart stated. I believe we need to move on with this and send this letter of intent. However, Black Diamond Councillors Ted Bain and Daryl Lalonde disagreed, saying more information is needed and voted against a motion stating the report is complete. Bain said he is concerned that residents weren't directly asked if they support amalgamation. A previous plebiscite in 2007 showed residents did not want to amalgamate. In a public survey, the town asked residents about their concerns and hopes around amalgamation and what they wanted to know more about. As a result, Bain said it is still unclear if residents do or don't support amalgamation. One of my concerns is what has changed. Has the population changed? Bain asked. From what we did gather, they haven't. Bain said he would like to see more polling of residents and more research into the cost of amalgamation, including potential increases in staffing costs. However, in an interview with the Western Wheel, he said he has not determined how he will vote at the council meeting. My mind has been open from the beginning, Bain said. I could still support it. I'm not against amalgamation in theory or practice, but it almost never works out as well as presented. Lalonde said he is concerned over the costs that will be incurred by residents to change their address, driver's license and property titles. Black Diamond and Turner Valley Administration are working with Service Alberta and Canada Post to determine if fees can be waived for their residents if the town name is changed. Town councils will vote at their upcoming meetings if they will request amalgamation approval from the province. Black Diamond Council will vote September 1 and Turner Valley will also be having a special meeting the same night to vote. If the councils agree to request amalgamation and the province approves the move, an election for a new council will be held November 22, 2022 and the new town will be formed January 1, 2023.